Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Wearing masks if you're under 12 and can't be vaccinated when you're in school is a really smart thing to do.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out.
What? You say one thing, he says another, and everybody changes back again.
Now we're seeing this backslide. We're seeing his advice adjusting, and it is confusing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The mayor, Muriel Bowser, just put in place a mask mandate. It started early on Saturday morning, and now she's responding to criticism because she was photographed on Saturday evening without a mask.
It's the thing, right? She wasn't actually, as far as we know, violating the new rules, correct?
It seems like it could be during the toast, right? Everyone's heads are pointed in a certain direction. It seems like maybe they are listening to someone.
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My trucks didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake.
Up with those lame excuses. You're absolutely uncivilized.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hello, friends. Are you planning a social gathering anytime soon? It could be a small dinner party for three or four couples. It could be a baseball game at Fenway Park. You know what you need, though? You need one of Honest Howie's COVID coordinators.
Your papers,
yes,
please.
Yes, friends, from the same company that brought you Honest Howie's carbon credits, we now have Honest Howie's COVID coordinators.
Ron Popeil has not even reached room temperature yet, and you're moving in on his operation?
On his racket. Yes, friends, it's fun for kids from 8 to 80. A COVID coordinator, just like the one Barack Obama is going to have at his small confab this weekend on Martha's Vineyard. 700 or so unmasked, beautiful people. But don't worry. Don't worry. Honest Howie's COVID coordinator will be there. And all of my COVID coordinators, sometimes it's even me, we come complete with a seeing eye dog and a white cane.
And all you ask is to be fed.
That's and we ask a small gratuity.
Oh, okay.
In cash. In an envelope, because it's so gauche to accept cash.
But you know that you're on board for mine in November.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm going to be the COVID coordinator at Grace's party. You didn't even know until a few hours, maybe a few seconds ago, that there were such things as COVID coordinators. But when Barack Obama was called out on his party, he was busted. He said, "Well, that's okay. There's going to be a COVID coordinator," just like Mayor Lori Lightfoot when she had the Lollapalooza in Chicago, 100,000 people. So no problem. One COVID coordinator, one Lollapalooza. That's all. You know, they used to say, you know, one riot, one ranger. Now it's one. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. She had a swearing in. She called in Honest Howie's COVID coordinator.
How does one become a COVID coordinator, though? Is it like when you want to officiate a wedding, you have to get a degree online for,
There's a Xerox machine right over there. You know, and it's where I usually print out the COVID vaccination passports. And so we're going to just print out some COVID coordinator official documents, and I'll sign each one of them.
I just wish I knew earlier. I had a lot of events I would have gone through with had I known that all I needed was to bring you with me.
No,
you're with me 90% of the time anyway.
You have to bring a COVID, an officially certified COVID coordinator.
It's like being a Pilates instructor. You have to go through the proper channels to be certified.
Yes, you do. You do. Anyway, welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We are broadcasting here today once again from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Give yourselves a hand. We don't have quite the same crowd we had last week. I think, you know, I'm beginning to notice that the size crowd varies with the weather. you know. But we're happy to have everybody here. Ginger Betty is here. We have cookies, lots of cookies for everybody. If you want to, feel free to stop by, break off a bit of the gingerbread, or just have a regular cookie.
Ginger Betty is packing heat today.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's wearing a bikini. What can't she do?
Yes, and I've been shooting all morning long, working out. Look at this.
Working out.
Look at this. Isn't this great? Yeah, I did. I did well today with Jimmy Kelly, the former Boston cop. And we have a giveaway today as well. This is for anybody who comes in. You can enter a raffle, a lottery, and it's to win a foursome in the Veterans Top Shot Invitational Shooting Competition held at Cape Gunworks on Saturday, September 11th. This annual event raises thousands of dollars for some local veterans charities. It's a great way to support those who serve and protect the U.S. And for more information, you can go to www.topshotinvitational.com, and it's a $400 value, and we're going to be giving away a foursome for that as we go through the day. But come on down; you got to be in to enter. You don't have to be here to win, but you have to enter here. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. 917, with all the slobbering that will be going on at the Obamas, they're going to need multiple hazmat teams. They may need two just for Rob Reiner himself. Did you see that this weekend they ran out of jet fuel at Nantucket Airport? There were so many beautiful people that had flown into the area that they actually I don't know if the flying squirrel was there or not. You know, I think they're having John Kerry is on his way to another one of these global warming conferences that are. It's the last Earth's last chance.
It's the only way to fly.
I believe this is the 26th annual Earth's Last Chance Global Warming Conference. You know, that's the way it goes. But we always like to lead off before we get to the to more as the owner of Honest Howie's COVID coordinators. I have to fill you in on the COVID situation, especially down here on the Cape. You may have heard that the Cape is being devastated by a Provincetown outburst that has left some people with the sniffles. Other people with a mild cold. And the Globe has an actual story saying this shows the might of the Delta variant. The might of the Delta variant. One guy went back home and he had a piece of candy and he couldn't feel any taste. So obviously this is the Black Death. We're all lucky to be here today on the Cape, even though we're on the other side. But before we get to that, it's time for a little Joe Biden. Yes, I know. He was talking about Cuba this weekend, and you remember the movie Kevin Costner says, "I see dead people." Is it Kevin Costner?
No, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, I'm sorry.
The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
And I think it's the little boy who says, "I see dead people." Okay. Joel Osment, I believe.
Joel, okay, well,
Haley
anyway.
Haley
Joel Osment. I'm so sorry, Taylor. Thank you. This is why we have such a good producer here.
Haley Joel Osment. Okay.
Making mistakes.
Anyway, Joe Biden had a Sixth Sense moment this weekend. Or maybe it was like Barack Obama when he said, you know, a lot of people we memorialize a lot of people here on Memorial Day, and I see some of them. And everybody looked around and said, they're dead, Barack. That's if you're alive, Veterans Day. If you're dead, Memorial Day, okay? But here's Joe Biden, cut one.
The regime responded with violence and repression, mass detentions, sham trials, and people disappearing who have spoken out, just disappearing. Family members, I'm told, are not able, have no idea where their family members are back in Cuba.
People are disappearing and are speaking out. All right. Cut two.
Last week, we sanctioned the head of the Cuban Armed Forces and the government and a government entity called the Black Berets.
And if you want to talk to the Black Berets, do you go to blackberets.government or .governor or just plain .gov? Okay. Cut three.
As well as individual sanctions against the chief and deputy of chief, the chief and deputy chief.
So there were four people that were sanctioned here. The chief, the deputy of chief, the chief and the chief deputy. If I got that right, let's play that one again.
As well as individual sanctions against the chief and deputy of chief, the chief and deputy chief.
Nip it in the bud.
Okay, so Mr. President, what exactly are we going to do to help the Cuban people in their fight for freedom? Cut four.
Help the Cuban people bypass the censorship that's being mandatorily imposed.
Take the bypass. Help the Cuban bypass. That's right after the exit six, the Cuban bypass. And what about Foggy Bottom? What is the Secretary of State, or as you call him, the Foreign Minister, Chief Anthony Winken, Blinken, and Nod? What is he doing? Cut five.
And the direct state, and I've directed the State Department and Treasury Department.
So he's put not only the State Department, but the direct state on. He's directed the state and the State Department.
Oh, what about that guy from that outfit?
Oh, you mean the general?
Yeah, well, the guy from that outfit. That's how I know him from now on.
The guy that Tucker Carlson said needs to go on a diet if he's really concerned about COVID. And called him a cat lady. Lloyd Austin, I believe, is his name. Lloyd Austin. All right. 844-500-4242. 781 says Biden missed his calling. He could have been the fourth stooge. I don't think he ever could have taken the place of Shemp. Shemp was underrated, okay? We'll be back with your calls in just a moment, 844-500-4242. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying that it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something that I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. It was a beautiful, beautiful weekend down here on Cape Cod. And I just walked around a lot. I put the Raycons in and just took long walks and went down on the beach and watched the boats come in and waved at them as they went in and out. It's just great. But you know, Raycon makes it better if you're plugged in, listening to your own music, your own podcasts, whatever. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Taylor, do you ever do any guided meditation?
No, all of my meditation is unguided.
I know they have stuff like Zen playlists. I mean, I'm not into Zen playlists, but I like true crime podcasts.
I love
that's your Zen playlist is listening to people who have been shot.
Yeah,
listening to people who have disappeared speaking out.
I was actually listening to some of that this weekend. We're going to do some more true crime podcasts coming up, and I was on my Raycons listening to some of that stuff about guys who are, as they say, missing from their usual haunts. Foul play suspected. But we'll have more on that later on. But it's a great thing to listen to, true crime podcasts wherever you are, or rock music, classical, whatever. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen to whatever you like to listen to. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. They don't make you look lame. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Ginger Betty brought a giant gingerbread man here in a bikini. And
Ginger woman.
And so I said to the audience, I said, just go up and tear off a piece of the gingerbread. But they said, oh, no, we want to cut. I didn't know we had such a fastidious crew here today.
Yes. It's also sad, though, to cut into them because they look so beautiful. But someone took a knife.
But they taste even better.
Yeah, someone cut her up.
So come on down, everybody, to Cape Gunworks in Hyannis and have some gingerbread. Get in on the giveaway to the Veterans Top Shot Invitational Shooting Competition on September 11th. We've got a lot. We got a lot planned here this afternoon. But first, the poll question: HelloFresh offers 50 easy to prepare menu and market items every week, plus everything you need to get grilling this summer, and calorie smart recipes so you don't sacrifice flavor for nutrition. Get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The national eviction ban ended Sunday. Are you saddened or gladdened?
I am no longer a landlord, but I am gladdened.
Yeah, 98% are gladdened.
And the other 2% were with the maskless AOC during her demonstration. And there were so many COVID-19 concerned people that were scofflaws this weekend. There was AOC, there was Pelosi, there was Obama planning his big soiree, although he did hire a COVID coordinator. There was Lori Lighthouse, and of course there was Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., and former member of Sha-na-na. And she went to a Dave Chappelle concert and then officiated at a wedding before the new ban on maskless indoor dining went into effect. And they were trying to defend her on CNN, though. Of course they were. What do you think? All right, Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
So let me get this straight, Howie. The Biden regime, if you will, could have cared less about Cuban protesters, what, a week or two ago?
Yes.
And now, after listening to your cuts, I don't think they know what they're still know what they're going to do. It sounds like they want to do something, but listening to the president, you couldn't tell one way or another.
Yeah, I don't think they really want to do anything. They basically, they don't want to write off Florida for the 2024 election is what they don't want to do, because that's 29 electoral votes. But I don't think they, I don't think they're in the running anymore for Florida's electoral votes, Lee. Do you? I mean, after the way they've performed?
I don't see a single electoral vote being gained by the Democrats unless they cheat in any state, almost. Really,
I don't understand how it is that you can let people come in from the southern border who are COVID positive. The administration is basically having a meltdown over COVID-19 among American citizens. But if you're an illegal alien, you know, who's going to become a ward of the state forever, you can come right across the border. They don't care about COVID testing. They don't care about masks. They'll put you on a plane. They'll put you on a bus. They'll give you an EBT card. They'll give you a cell phone. And you're just everything's fine. But if you're a five-year-old kid, you're going to have to wear a mask. They want you to wear a mask. Doesn't seem right, does it? All right. Thanks, Lee. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to call us here on the Howie Carr Show today. And it's just amazing the pass that these Democrat politicians, we're just telling you, they go out and they spread this panic porn, try to scare the hell out of everybody, convince everyone that the Delta variant is mighty, as the Globe put it today. It's ascendant, as a Boston blogger did. It's like the Catholic Church, you know, when someone is put up for canonization as a saint, you know, you have to have miracles. So they're putting up the Delta variant. There was a miracle in Provincetown. All these vaccinated people tested positive. Did they get sick? No, most of them. Four of them were hospitalized out of 900. Four of them got sick. One was hospitalized. Nobody died. But that's a miracle. It's a miracle. But, you know, how many letters are there in the Greek alphabet? Probably over 20, right? So we're just to Delta. How many more of these things have we got? Of course, it's going to take a few. It's going to take three or four to get to the midterms, I guess. Anyway, 844-500-4242. It's time now for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Yes, it is time for Grace's News. And according to the New York Post, Republican investigation reportedly proves COVID leaked from Wuhan lab. This is according to a damning Republican investigation.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Yeah, no, no one here seems very shocked. I didn't hear a big...
That used to be a cancelable offense on social media.
It was very fringe at one point 6 months ago. The liberal news outlets run.
What was the D word? What was the D word?
Debunked.
Yes, it was debunked.
It was debunked. It was conspiratorial.
It was debunked before it wasn't debunked.
And it was fringe. But I always say it's like you know how certain TV shows are fashion. They go to Europe or they come here 6 months later. That's how the liberals run on this stuff. What starts as a conspiracy theory, I saw this on Twitter, becomes just a spoiler alert. Like, we're just a little bit, we're just getting the information a little bit sooner than they are. But now they're all shocked. The report showed a preponderance of the evidence proves that all roads lead not to Putin, as Nancy Pelosi used to say, but to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the bat research lab already eyed as a source for the pandemic. It is our belief the virus leaked sometime
Holy
in late
bat
August.
Bat lab, Robin.
Or... Very good. Or early September 2019. Now, this is according to Representative Michael McCaul, Howie, and he's the lead Republican in the House
Texas.
Foreign Affairs Committee. He said when they realized what happened, Chinese Communist Party officials and scientists at the WIV began frantically covering up the leak, including taking their virus database offline in the middle of the night and requesting more.
Frantic was it? I mean, the only people, you know, CNN, MSNBC, weren't going to report it. You know, if you reported it, Google and Twitter would cancel you. So how frantically did they have to do it? I think they had plenty of time.
Well, I think it...
I think it was a very leisurely operation they were running.
But at the beginning of this COVID pandemic, before a lot of us knew what it really entailed, there were videos that were kind of leaking out of China of people getting pushed into vehicles, driven off, or, you know, of buildings where people were screaming, but they were all in lockdown. And I think it was less of they were afraid the mainstream media was going to report it as much as the people in China were leaking what was happening there. So the report cited ample evidence that the lab scientists, aided by U.S. experts and Chinese and U.S. government funds, were working to modify coronaviruses to infect humans. Again, don't tell this to Dr. Fauci, because he does not like hearing about this. He gets very mad and he starts pointing his fingers if
Grace,
you talk about
Grace,
this.
Last week you offered to get the vaccine if Dr. Fauci would disappear, and obviously that he did not accept that deal because
he was on
– how many shows was he on yesterday?
Howie, the way you just said that sounded like a mob threat. It wasn't if Dr. Fauci disappears. It was if he stopped doing television hits. We have to be very clear with our language. Yeah, I did.
You wanted
say,
him to do the Houdini.
I did
as
say.
As the Westies used to say.
I came up in a piece, which, by the way, everyone can check out. Thank you for the plug, Howie, at spectatorworld.com. I came up with some ideas that I thought, you know, a lot of vaccine hesitant people, it's not that they're afraid of the vaccine, and it's not that they're afraid of COVID. They're just kind of, I know a lot of people who are just in the middle, you know, they're just sick of being told what to do. And I said, if you could guarantee people, if you get the jab, the government will leave you alone for one full year. Dr. Fauci will no longer be on your television. And Joe Biden will thank President Trump for Operation Warp Speed. I guarantee you'd get a slew of people willing to get the jab. Because that's actually something people want. People don't care about Krispy Kreme donuts and free beer and joints. I mean, it's nice.
But you do know that the Massachusetts lottery, the mass vax, that's definitely on the level, though, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I've seen the license plate lottery. If it was anything like that, what could possibly go wrong? By the way, did they do the drawing for that yet?
The Massachusetts, yeah, the vax, the
no,
mass vax,
the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
No, for the plate. The
oh no,
plate.
No, not the plates. The plates haven't been. No, the plates. It's done in September.
I was driving down the Cape with Howie a couple weeks ago, and he was on the website looking at all the license plates that are up for grabs, and he was sitting there, like yelling and complaining to himself. Oh, that shouldn't even count. That has a letter in it. That's not a good license plate number. And I said,
call me a traditionalist.
I said, are you even applying for? No, I can't apply for these. I don't have a Massachusetts car. But you still want to know what's on there?
Yeah, I do. 1010 is the best one of the. It's 1010. I think is even better than a 3-digit.
1010.
Yeah, 1010.
It's got a nice ring to
1010
it.
1010 wins. People know that New York news station. Give us 22 minutes. We'll give you the world. To which I always say, no thanks.
Okay, now, Howie, this is a story I think you're really going to have an opinion on. Could you live without bacon? Bacon may disappear in California as pig rules take effect. It's a big story. This was all over Fox this weekend.
I did see that story. It is a big story. And they have passed an animal welfare proposition in 2018. That requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. And apparently it's fairly easy to do it for chickens and veal calves. But you know pigs. They like to run around. So under these new guidelines, California could only come up with 5% of the bacon they need. 5%. There's not going to be any more bacon in California.
Does this mean you're not going to move to California? I thought that was part of your retirement plan.
Jay, it's just one more reason not to move to California.
I know, as if we needed more reasons. The list goes on and on. Yeah, but this story is taking over because people are really wondering, can they go without bacon? I think for people in California, it might be easier. They tend to eat, I think, less meat.
I don't think so. Did you see that they used as the lead this woman who runs a diner in San Francisco, of all places, and her number one seller, it's a breakfast-oriented. It's bacon and eggs and hash browns. And now her top seller is gone.
I'm going to say something, and I know this is going to get people upset, and I'll just say it. I actually, if I'm at a diner for breakfast, I prefer sausage. I'd rather sausage than bacon.
Wait, Grace, do you understand, though? Bacon and sausage come from the same animal.
Yeah,
it's going to be banned.
But why doesn't it say sausage may disappear?
Because most people prefer bacon.
Oh, so they're just playing to the audience? I'm starting to think the mainstream media is just pushing panic. Because this doesn't make any sense to me. So now you can't get sausage in California? This is insane. This is just...
Thank you, Grace. Taylor, if things were slow on the Trump line until Grace said that she didn't care if they banned bacon as long as she could get sausage, I think this assures us a torrent of new messages on the Trump line.
There's different kinds of sausages, you know. There's chicken sausage.
Yeah. When was the last time someone walked into a diner and said, hey, give me two eggs over easy and some turkey sausage?
I get the turkey sausage wake up wrap from Dunkin' Donuts, and I don't have an issue with it. It's juicy, it's tender, it's delicious.
Yeah, you're also a member of the Avocado Toast Brigade.
Howie, avocado's delicious. And if you don't understand that, then I can't help you. By the way, HelloFresh is offering 50 easy-to-prepare menu and market items every week, plus everything you need to get grilling this summer in calorie-smart recipes so you don't sacrifice flavor for nutrition. Get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. So just to go back to this for one second, it's everything then. It's ham?
Yeah. It's pig's knuckles.
Then I really think they should retitle this because...
And what do they make? Most hot dogs are made out of pork products.
I don't think most people know what hot dogs are made out of. That's something we don't want to know how it's made.
And, you know, this woman who owns the diner, she's Korean-American, and she said, you know, I work and live with a lot of Asian and Hispanic populations in the city, and their diet consists of pork. Pork is huge. It's almost like bread and butter. You don't have to be Asian and Hispanic for pork to be huge.
Yeah,
huge,
huge
for
you.
Me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have a... If I were Larry Elder and I was running in this recall election against Gavin Newsom, I would say, if you don't want any bacon come January 1st, vote to keep Gavin Newsom in office. If you want to have your bacon, vote for Larry Elder. I am going to kick the ass of the Assembly in Sacramento and repeal this damn law.
Have your bacon and eat it too.
Hands off my bacon.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Howie, I think you could run
my
for
bacon, my choice.
By the way,
that's not working too well though in the COVID debate, is it? My body, my choice.
By the way, last bit of news here: activist Sean King lives lavishly in Lakefront, New Jersey home.
This was another shocker.
The controversial civil rights activist lives like a one percenter in a sprawling lakefront home. King moved earlier this year from a luxury two-bedroom apartment in downtown Brooklyn to the five-bedroom 3,000-square-foot North Brunswick, New Jersey property with a lakefront backyard and a gourmet kitchen. The property, surrounded by lush tall trees, was purchased by King's wife, Ray Tonisha King, in November 2020 for $842,000. Just an update for you, Howie, on that. And
he's kind of a piker, though, compared to that woman from Black Lives Matter. She's got four places that are worth like $3.5 million.
Yeah, but I found that interesting because one parent was actually Samaria Rice, whose 12-year-old son Tamir was shot dead by cops in Cleveland in November of 2014, blasted King on social media, accusing him of soliciting funds in her dead son's name without her permission, and even about his own identity as black or biracial.
And what, you mean he's not black?
I'm shocked.
Next thing you know, Grace, you're going to be telling me that Elizabeth Warren is not an Indian.
Or Rachel Dolezal. Oh, and by the way, this is another thing that this man did. one woman donated $50 a month to another entity King founded. He's got a lot of different entities. This one is Justice That's All Group. And it continued to charge donors monthly even after it disbanded. I just wanted to know how he was using the funds that had been auto-donated, tweeted the donor. When she asked King directly on Twitter, he blocked her. And then for the next month, my mentions were filled up with people calling me racist, a bleep, etc.
Do you think Sean King got in on the payroll protection plan?
Well, he's got a lot of different businesses here. I'm sure there's so many employees to pay.
I would say so. 844-500-4242. Thank you, Grace. Are we doing Hate Mail Monday today, or are we doing that some other time?
We can. I'm sure I'm going to have more hate mail now after I made that comment about bacon and sausage. So we might as well roll with it.
Everyone in my family loves Balance 7. My daughter Charlotte takes it right before bed, and the mailroom manager likes it throughout the day. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. Recently, Tina visited and was really tired from the flight. Immediately, I said, take some Balance 7. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of the claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on.
It's also very good if you have acid reflux. Let's say you ate too much bacon or too much sausage.
Or Scrapple.
It's a really great product because
pig's knuckles.
You drink it and it really soothes your stomach, Howie, and it makes you feel better and it kills any of the acid in your throat.
I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home and a jug at my rented place down here on the Cape. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day and you'll feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code word Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The Paperboy's going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
What I can reiterate, though, is, and you heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend, we've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We're not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front. But again, he has said from the beginning that we are going to be guided by the science, guided by our public health experts, and we're not going to take options off the table of what they may recommend.
See, one of the people who's here at Cape Gunworks was just saying the left is eating its own. You know that a lot of the lefties, when they heard Jen Psaki just now saying that they're not going to lock it down, they want to lock it down.
Yeah.
This was the best year, their favorite year.
It's been kind of a weird week as far as the left eating its own. I mean, AOC really went after the Biden administration as far as the eviction moratorium.
And also, she went after Schumer on the infrastructure bill. That there wasn't enough money for, dare I say it, pork. You know, I mean a different kind of pork. But And they're going after each other. People are saying Larry Elder should say vote for Larry Elder. He'll bring home the bacon. Another one says that if Larry Elder wins and gets the law that's going to take bacon off the breakfast tables of the Golden State, he should say, at his inauguration, I literally saved your bacon. I mean, I just, this is the unintended consequences, though. This is what happens when liberals vote. They just, you know, this was virtue signaling. Oh, look at that little picture of that chicken. Look at that picture of that little calf. And then now they're going to lose their bacon, you know. And it's there's never uh, they never figure out that there are consequences to their actions. Sheila, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, you played that Governor Baker fella, and I almost forgot what I called for. I called about the pig and the bacon. I believe because that Bill Gates fella wants to buy all the farms, and you know how when the cows and the pigs go to the bathroom, that ruins the whole climate.
It does. There was a problem in North Carolina. My parents worked for a guy who owned some big hog farms. And, they are polluting. But, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's worth it. I'll take the pollution. But, the thing is that this law in California, it only applies to California products. It doesn't apply to the other 49 states. The problem is California is 15% of the nation's pork consumption. So I'm Howie Carr.